From Johnson to William is closed today to repair two leaking water services. On Bath Road between Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signs. Cranbrook Street from Lakeview Avenue to Days Road is temporarily closed for pedestrian improvements. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main, with traffic reduced to one lane in both directions. On John Counter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street, construction repairs continue. Intermittent lane closures are also expected to facilitate maintenance lid adjustments on John Counter Boulevard from Portsmouth to Division. Motorists should expect delays as contractors complete paving operations on Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Collins Bay Road. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. John Street from Montreal to Bagot is closed through July 31st to complete water and sanitary service upgrades. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. Motorists and residents should expect daily road closures from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Johnson Street from University Avenue to Sydenham Street and Berry Street from Brock to Clergy West for paving operations. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street community space. And long-term closures remain in place on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William, and Berry Street at Queen. And now your weather outlook for today. A mix of sun and cloud, clearing late in the morning, high 29, humidex 36, UV index 9 or very high. Tonight clear with a low of 19. Coming up at 5, Seniors for Climate Action Now petition council to proclaim July 15th Extreme Heat Awareness Day in the city, and Southeast Public Health shares their advice on how to stay safe in extreme heat conditions. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
FRC, this is Charlotte Cardin.
What we have here is the sensitive story of a developmentally challenged lumberjack zombie with a grudge in the Canadian backwoods who has a sentimental attachment to a necklace dangling over his burial place. And when some 20-something college students snatch it away, he develops an uncontrollable urge to go caveman with a hatchet and practice his origami with body parts while hiking through picturesque Ontario, where the birds chirp constantly and his steel shank work boots trample the daisies. Sure, we've seen it before, but have we seen it with slow motion forest ranger body splitting? I think not. So let's take a look at those drive-in totals. We have 8 dead bodies, 0 breasts.
Ew.
These neo-slasher directors, they don't remember all the basic principles from the 80s. Nasty stick through the leg, hand crushing, skull chopping, head flinging, expert axe throwing, corpse chucking, corpse origami, multiple three-wheeler evacuations, multiple swarming flies, one hulking, somewhat rotted, bald maniac with a head wound, wearing flannel, stomping relentlessly through the woods, one dead, putrefied, trapped canine, one resurrection from the dead, goofball heckling and bullying, gratuitous land dispute, gratuitous horn honking, gratuitous crickets, gratuitous campfire legend, heads roll, arm rolls, axe foo, bear trap foo, wood splitter foo. Driving Academy Award nominations for Andrea Pavlovich as the final girl, Lauren Marie Taylor, who shows up in her SUV at the right time, then goes on a monologue so long it puts her passenger to sleep twice, Rye Barrett as Johnny, the relentless killer who loves moonlight walks in the woods, and Chris Nash, the writer-director, for doing things the drive-in way and becoming the first filmmaker to make an homage to Madman.
Yeah.
3.5 stars. Joe Bob says, check it out.
Hey.
morning, Simone.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
I noticed for the listeners that can't see our wonderful, you know, what we're draped in right now.
Yeah, we kind of match a little
we
bit.
We are matching a little bit.
Yeah, we got the black and white going on.
But it's still good.
And we're black and white.
There we go.
there you go.
Yeah. Welcome to Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. It's your hump day rock ride around the world and through time. We've got a good show today.
We do.
Pretty excited. A little bit of everything today.
I'm excited for it.
A lot of new stuff, a lot of old stuff, as always.
Yeah.
We had a great Canada Day special last week.
Mm-hmm.
We were down here for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Partying.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. We had a good time.
Yeah, so if you missed that, go back to the CFRC archives and check it out, because there's a lot of good tunes there. But don't do it now. Don't do it till at least 10 o'clock because we're here live until then. We're going to talk about Joe Bob Briggs and The Last Drive-In. We heard his Joe Bob countdown for, what was that movie? I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about RoboCop.
Ooh.
The story of a robot cop.
Blast from the past.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's playing, starting this Friday at the screening room. And I'm very excited.
I know you are.
Yeah. What else are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about my epic sunburn that I got on the weekend.
Ooh.
Oh, I was basking, Simone.
Were you?
It was hard basking.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait.
Yeah. And we'll talk bird watching because I've got some important falcon news.
Ooh. Falcon crests on the move.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Sorry you came in, Simone. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And you got us till 10 o'clock. We better get right on to the tunes. Here is a classic from Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys. This is Chalk It Up to the Blues right here
on CFRC 101.9 FM.
If I don't rock it, chalk it up to the blues. happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
July 17th.
Yeah.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Shabby, right?
Yeah.
We've been experimenting with the 8-bit music, you know, the MIDI files. This is the RoboCop Game Boy theme, which would you ever have? You had a Game Boy, right, when you were a kid?
I never had a Game Boy, but I had an Atari.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Even worse.
We ordered it from the, like, home shopping network.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So
back
cool.
when it was a thing.
Nice. I had the knockoff when I was a kid. I had the ColecoVision.
ColecoVision? Yeah. I've never heard of that.
It had knockoff versions. Like, Atari had Frogger. Mm-hmm. Coleco had Freeway, where it was a little bird crossing the street. You know, stuff like that. It's pretty good.
Cool.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up, the Wednesday edition. Hump day.
Yeah.
Midweek.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, we're going for it. This time of morning, we like to talk about what's going on in our sad, pathetic, lonely lives so that you, dear listeners, may feel better about yourselves. Simone, what's going on in your life?
Well, the whole family's coming to visit.
Oh, my goodness.
All of them.
I just imagine they're piling onto a car like the Clampets.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Really? Oh, my goodness. They're coming down this weekend?
They're coming down this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, on Friday.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you got to prepare.
I got to prepare, so I've been, like, making a long list, a long grocery list.
Oh, yeah. You got to feed them all and everything?
I got to feed them all, yeah.
Just give them slop. Let them eat gruel. Let them have oatmeal plain with no sugar.
No sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Let them regret visiting you so they never come back.
Yeah, so that's what I'm getting ready for.
Excellent, right on.
Yeah, what about you?
I've had a pretty stellar week. I mean, like I said before, last week we did our Canada Day special. And we were going to do it originally from the rooftop in my place.
Yep,
but it was all
on the roof.
Yep, it was all flooded out. And we couldn't because I didn't want to drag CFRC equipment through, like, puddles.
That was very kind of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Very thoughtful.
I'm a very thoughtful, kind person. Thank you. but I on Sunday, it was finally dry enough up there that I, like, basked in the sun for,
you
like,
did.
6 hours. Hard basking.
Some 6 hours. So are
great.
You, like, laying up there? Like, are you lying down?
I got
are
one
you
of
sitting
these,
in a chair
I
with
got
your
one
feet
of these,
up?
Like, gravity chairs that you can adjust and it kind of, like, floats. So it's not fully reclined, but it's, like, enough that
you feel...
Yeah.
Relaxed.
But, yeah, exactly. But the problem with that that, listeners are probably hearing just how white of a person I am.
We're going to talk about moshing and stuff like that.
Yeah, totally. Game Boy.
Buying fireworks.
Fireworks, yeah. But I didn't put on my SPF, and I was wearing short pants. I had a beach umbrella, which I thought would have been good enough, but it really wasn't. So I got my first and hopefully only sunburn of the year.
Ooh.
See the demarcation line of the sock?
I see the demarcation line. Yeah. Line of demarcation. Oh, my goodness, Jeff.
Nice and
just on one side.
Yeah. The back is fine. And then look at the neckline.
Oh, my goodness.
You can see where my cabana wear ended.
you did.
Yeah. Crispy up there.
Crispy.
So if you're going to lounge, do not, take it seriously. Do not shun your sunscreen.
Yeah, put that sunscreen on. I know nothing about sunscreen, but put your sunscreen
on. You're lucky for that. You don't have to deal with all this, because in a day, it's going to really sting.
Oh.
Yeah, fun times.
So how do you treat it when you...
Gumption. I just chew down on a belt. So how do I treat everything, Simone? I go to the woods and I punch trees. That's what men do. No. I don't know. I've got aloe
or something.
Yeah, there's some stuff you get at the drugstore called Afterburn or whatever.
Afterburn.
I've been putting some moisturizer on it at night, just, make it feel
so
a little less.
So does it hurt yet?
No, it's fine. It might sting a little bit later. This isn't the worst it could get either.
Yeah?
And then
you've had it worse?
Yeah, you always do it once a year, then you remind yourself never again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had it as red as that poster behind you. It's pretty red.
Oh, that is red.
Yeah. So it's very dangerous. It's literally a radiation burn.
Oh, my goodness.
Fun times.
Yeah, but, up on the roof.
Oh, but the good thing was I was up there falcon watching, and I got confirmation from some, I'm pretty sure they're called ornithologists.
Ooh.
Queen's University birdmen, I like to call them.
Okay.
Anyways, and I got confirmation that they are peregrine falcons that are swooping around Princess and Berry Street, like Princess Towers.
Wow, they just own it.
They own the skies.
Yeah.
So there's three for sure. Mm-hmm. Two of them, little ones, fly around in tandem. I think they're like siblings. And then a third one that just messes with them.
Yeah.
So it must be the parent.
Yeah, just the mom watching the kids.
Yeah.
Like you crazy teenagers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because they're fast. Like they're the fastest birds in the sky. So I downloaded the Merlin app, which is like a bird identifier app where if you hold it up and catch them, their little shriek, it should hopefully identify what it is. Yeah. It's
so
Cornell University.
They're identified by the sound.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah.
What about just their look?
Their look, their wingspan. They've got a pretty specific wingspan when they're out. It's a little, I don't know how to describe it. It's a little angular, I guess. Mm-hmm. They're a little easy to get mixed up with pigeons, I find. But you can't see them, especially if you're on Queens campus. They buzz the tree lines most days.
Yeah.
Just to look for, rodents and pigeons and that kind of thing. So they're cleaning the streets.
Wow, they should come to where I live. There's lots of rabbits.
You never know. We were talking last week about how they've got kind of a few mile territory.
Yeah.
Maybe the little ones will break off on their own, come move into Simone's hood and
maybe
take out some of the...
Those rabbits, but they're they don't even move.
Rabbits?
Yeah, they just kind of just watch me.
Really?
Yeah, they don't. I walk right next to them.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I'm usually out in the evening.
You're like a Disney princess.
I'm usually out in the evening plucking herbs.
Yeah, as you do.
As I do. I like to get lemon balm because I make tea with it.
Good stuff.
And it helps me to sleep. So I'm out there plucking my lemon balm and they're just like, hey, what's up?
You have been accepted by the animal world.
Yeah.
Today, it's the opposite for me. I scared the heck out of a rabbit this morning walking in. Yeah.
Did it have a white cottontail?
It did.
Yeah.
And a real F-U look on its face. Anywho, lots of nature in downtown Kingston. And then someone on Kingston Reddit has been posting pictures of the fox that's been roaming around.
Yeah,
little scraggly fox.
Yeah.
Again, whatever takes care of the rodent problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're all for it, yeah. And we're all for good tunes. Like I said, you got us till 10 o'clock today. So I think we'll get back to the music.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about food from our sponsors.
From Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. So the last set, we had new stuff from Les Security with Nana. Nice. We had the Eddy Current Suppression Ring with their song Swimming Hole. And I'm gonna let you say it.
And then we had Try Harder by our friends the Taxi Girls.
Nice. And then also we opened it up
with Chalk It Up to the Blues by Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys.
Right on. We're gonna keep things moving and a grooving with another new one
with Party Dozen.
Excellent. Right here.
Is it special unit?
I think it's special unit.
Special unit by Party Dozen.
Right here
on CFRC 101.9.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Again.
Your MX stockpile.
Pakistan is threatening my border.
That's it, Buster. No more military aid.
Nuke 'em. Get them before they get you. Another quality home game from Butler Brothers.
Take that last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be there by 4:30, cause I got your reservation. Don't be slow. Oh, no, no, no. I love you so. Because I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together before the morning brings my train and I must go. Oh, no, no, no. I love you so. And honey, I don't know if I'm ever coming home. I
and I'll meet you at the station. We'll have time for coffee, for labor kisses, and a little conversation. Oh, oh no, 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 I love you so. Now take that last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up this phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone I'm feeling low. Oh no, 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 I love you so. And honey, I don't know if I'm ever coming.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Smellership. There it is. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What's going on, Simone?
Just chilling, just having a good time, living my life.
Wonderful. Living your worst life down here at CFRC Studios 101.9 FM. Coming at you live from House of Learned Doctors.
In the cave. I like to say.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's nice and cool in this cave right now.
I love it so much.
Perfect temperature for you.
Yeah. There's probably like four floors above us that are like sweating it out and everything's just sinking to the bottom.
Yeah.
So if you want to get involved with CFRC and enjoy the crispiness down here, you're draped in a shawl for goodness sake.
Yes. Yes. I need the perfect temperature. So I got to bring my shawl.
No, that's,
I get a little bit too cool for school.
It's a good problem to have in July. Yeah.
I know.
So we're coming at you live. You can see our breath down here. It's pretty good. We just heard brand new stuff from the Rolling Stones off their forthcoming album. That song was called Divine Intervention. I think the new album comes out next month, something like that.
Okay.
Still giving her.
Yeah,
82
still
years
doing
old.
The thing.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Absolutely. Speaking of ain't broke, we had the late, great Jerry Reed with Last Train to Clarksville. We had new stuff out of Kiwi Jr., Pure Michigan. And then we open it up with Party Dozen and their new one, Special Unit. They're out of Australia. And I love the top comment on that YouTube was, if it doesn't sound good, you're not listening to it loud enough.
Okay.
That's a good mantra to have. Speaking of loud, we're back.
We're back.
Yeah. This time of morning.
Better than ever.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods down in the construction zone that is Clergy and Barry Street right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been downtown, they're repaving Barry and Johnson right now. It's a mess.
Yeah.
In a good way. I think it's kind of interesting, you know. You're like, it's an obstacle course of like pylons and manhole covers and surly but hilarious construction
Keep
people.
Keep sharp.
Yeah, absolutely. They're doing so. It's been an interesting vibe down at Old Farm because like we're getting a mix of like out of town construction guys. We're getting like day camp kids coming in from Queens. We're still getting a lot of Queens employees in. So it's a fun time.
Yeah.
As Captain Steve from Old Farm would say, it's where the underworld and the elite meet. He does say that all the time.
It's a mix.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you want to get down there and feel the magic down at Old Farm. Yeah. Cool.
Well, since I'm having my whole family coming down to visit me, what should I get
ice
from
cream.
Old Farm?
Get down there. Get Steve to scoop you some Kawartha dairy on Saturday.
Would you put it in like a container or something?
Oh, yeah. You can do cups, yeah. Because like the cones, we still got the little cones. So it's a little messy. It's a little melty, especially in this
heat. Okay, I would have to bring my family to Old Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing it to you, Simone. What do you think?
You're not delivering it to me?
You think you put on a shawl and you make you some sort of big person? Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's regal.
I guess, it is purple after all. But, they love getting down there, you know, checking out the neighborhood and all that.
Yeah.
And you get them some salty caramel truffle ice cream. Unfortunately, we're temporarily out of the Tragically Chip. But there's some good ones, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other things going on at Old Farm. It's the breakfast bagel. I can't stop thinking about the breakfast bagels. They're so good.
So good.
It's probably our newest sandwich on the menu. We're using the Nosh bagels from Nosh Bagels.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of Black Forest smoked ham.
Yeah.
Big slice of beefsteak tomato.
Ooh.
Some scambi eggs.
Yeah.
And double cheese.
Oh.
There's a vegetarian version, but
sounds
like,
good.
Go with the ham.
And I also had a salad that you guys made.
Was it the chef salad?
I think so.
Yeah.
It had everything. It was so good.
That's a salad that means business.
Yeah, it had the egg, a boiled egg in there, cheese, some kind of ham.
Had ham and turkey, I think, two types of cheese, plus a medley of mixed veggies.
Oh, it was so good.
And then served on patchwork greens.
I sat downtown and I just ate my little lunch.
That's a great meal, salad. Yeah, because especially this time of year, I can't really do too much heavy stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I brought apples in for breakfast.
Which were also very
good.
They're
good. They're great apples. But like when it's this hot out, I can't really do like big, I don't know about you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big muffins, big breakfast cakes.
And the kombucha.
We got the Loon Kombucha.
Yeah.
Nice local summertime feel.
Mine was sour apple.
Very sour.
Yeah, I like it, though.
I think I've got the blue pomegranate one, which is quite nice, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were spoiled for, like, local soda pop in this town.
Yeah, you got some good pops in there.
Yeah, we got the county bounties. We got Dad's root beer back. We're doing floats, Simone. We're doing ice cream floats.
Ice cream. I think I've told you that. I've never had one.
It's a rarity. Not a lot of people have done it. We got a new guy who's working for us at Old Farm, and I come back from a delivery, and he's, like, really happy. He's grinning from ear to ear, and he's like, I got to do a float. I got to do the ice cream and root beer
sweet.
Mix. Yeah, so if you want to get an ice cream float, educate your children. They don't seem to know much about what it is. Yeah.
Do you guys make banana splits?
We don't, just because I am but one man, and that's like a very labor-intensive thing. I've got bananas, so if you want me to jam a banana into a cup with an ice cream and something else, then I'll do it. But like, I'm not making it look pretty.
Oh, okay.
We've got, like, you know, all the elements are there. We do iced coffee as well, self-serve iced coffee. So there's a couple little squirt bottles of caramel and chocolate. We got some, like, I think hazelnut or amaretto
syrup. Do
you have
ice?
Oh, yeah. We got a little ice machine by the coffee and cold coffee as well.
Oh.
And so what you do is you get your ice cream, put it in a bowl, jam a banana into it, you do it yourself. And then go to the coffee station and squirt on some chocolate syrup, and then, like, you're laughing.
You're good to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful that once you take it out of the store, you know, you're going to get squirrels and kindergartners following you around.
Yeah.
Are you downtown during the days on campus very much? Because I call it the kindergarten death march. All the Queens day camps are running right now.
Yeah.
And so you get these, like, hapless, overheated teenagers, usually about two or three of them, leading about 50 rambunctious kindergartners.
I see them from time to time on the bus.
It's pretty hilarious.
So many of them.
Yeah, I feel bad for the counselors.
Just trying to manage them. There's just so many.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's go down to the splash pad, kids. I don't think it's pretty. Again, it's a very cool vibe downtown.
Is the splash pad open?
I think so.
Yeah, because not the pool, because they're doing construction on the memorial pool.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, or what do they call it? Culligan?
Is that what it's called?
Culligan Water Park. Is there an algae
boom?
Water Park?
Is it filled with Culligan water? That would be expensive.
I don't know. No, but they're building it because they're making it enclosed.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Like fencing it off? Or you mean like
enclosed so that it'll be year round.
Oh,
you can
interesting.
Go swimming there year round.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what
pretty
they're
sweet.
Doing. Yeah.
Okay. I think the city park splash pads must be open.
Where?
Well, there's one in like city park by the courthouse, and then there's one in Skelly Park as well.
Oh, okay.
And then there's the lake. Just go down to the lake, Simone.
You just go for a dip, by Gord Downie Pier there.
That's been hopping, and then Richardson Beach, which is the one right at the end of Barry Street. It's a little more hidden. It's sort of by that Murney Tower. And it's a bit more rocky, and a lot of people go there because it's closer and it's a little more, off the beaten path.
Off the beaten path. Okay, cool.
I'm a big fan of Flat Rock, though, out in the West End, out in Redondale. That's...
You know all of the spots,
Jeff. You got to.
Yeah, you know all the spots.
If you're looking for something to do, if it's not raining on Saturday, take the Fam Jam down to Flat Rock at Patterson. They'll love it.
Flat Rock. Patterson.
By DuPont. I'll teach you how to break in. Technically, it's trespassing on private property, but the kids will love it. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
And we're going to get back to the tunes after 9 o'clock. We're going to talk about some events that are going on in town. You told me before off air that there's some pretty big events that I plumb forgot about.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to talk about that.
Okay, sure.
Excellent. We're going to get back to the tunes. And of course, it's another Joe Bob Briggs Last Drive-In Special Friday night on Shudder.
Of course.
So I am peppering in the Joe Bob.
Yes.
Just in case you're confused about what you're hearing here on the airwaves. Because I love him so much. More on that a little bit later as well.
Okay.
See you guys after 9.
All right. See ya.
Let's go to the drive-in total. Somehow, I feel these particular drive-in totals are sacred. We have 19 dead bodies, 20 dead sharks, 2 leg chunks, 1 bikini bar riot, 1 monster truck motor vehicle chase, 1 suicide bomb truck, 1 bomb-equipped chopper, burning nursing home swimming pool, stomach evisceration, mid-air chainsawed shark, double shark day player flattening, exploding car, exploding shark, internal shark stomach chainsaw rescue sequence, shark power line electrocution, school bus rope rescue, pool shark, knife to the gills, tin roof squashing, crumbling houses, trawler crew devouring, beach bunny mauling, trawler gun battle, staircase header, Grauman's Chinese sidewalk destruction, multiple shark flopping, 20,000 migrating sharks, intense shark motor vehicle ramming, multiple bloody shark splats, wave canyons, thousands of sharks cascading onto the Hotel Roosevelt roof, runaway Ferris wheel, underwater Beverly Hills, black and white mood-inducing storm footage, gratuitous shark soup, gratuitous bikinis, legs roll, arm rolls, wave foo, Mexican hurricane foo, global warming foo, bar stool foo, propane tank foo, chainsaw foo, Jonah foo. Driving Academy Award nominations for Israel Saez de Miguel as Captain Santiago for making $1 million shark hunt deal with an AK-47. Marcus Choi as Palmer, the shark buyer with a box of money. Cassie Skirbo as Nova, the shark-scarred waitress who says, "I hope the storm kills them. I hope it kills them all," and then making a Robert Shaw speech. Sumiko Braun as Deanna, the show-off shark meal surfer. John Hurd as George, a drunk who spends all his time at Finn's bar. Tara Reid as April, Finn's former wife. Christopher Wolfe as Colin, who says Beverly Hills emergency services are second to none right before he opens the window and gets eaten by a shark. Jason Simmons as Baz, who says it's time to leave Kansas, mate. Thunder Levin, the writer, for taking his flying sharks seriously. Anthony C. Ferrante, the director, for doing things the drive-in way. 4 stars, Joe Bob says. Check it out. I'd give it 5 stars if I could.
smooth out. He wiggled it up, he wiggled it down. Got his feet to moving. That rubber band off the ground. He lifted it well. So much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man. Oh. And then he had the nerve to twiggle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all. Oh, come on, baby. Hey, won't you cry yourself, dear? Never heard a sound. Oh, he's my man. And he likes to jam. The band starts to jam. Oh,